The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
Have you ever seen the or been to the Pinhu Foundation?
Egyptology, I believe.
Yeah.
Or not personally. Supposed to be a pretty important place, is my understanding. Started by some royalty, of course. And you see him probably spit on the ground.
The mission. What about it?
We should ask him about it. See if he's been. Because if he hasn't been to the Pinhu Foundation, because it might be a little too highbrow for him, maybe he's been to the exhibition. That was what the old biddies were talking about.
Oh. Well, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I know. But I would have come back and told you about it if you'd stop making phone calls and get your nose out of a book.
Oh, why? The information's in the book.
But yes.
It's almost like this game is a mix of book learning and social roles.
And running in terror. Lots of running in terror.
We haven't got that part yet.
Yeah, you have to get through the book learning and the social roles to get to the running in terror.
Yeah, we're working on that.
So, particular interest you might have in the Pinhu Foundation. Sounds like a place that Jackson Elias might have been interested in.
Yeah.
His kind of bag.
That's our connection. Where we'll probably be heading to Monday morn. Or give them a call, at least.
Fair enough.
I can't remember this guy's name.
Means Egypt's been coming on up a lot then. Because I assume you're... You looked up that article about the murders in Soho, eh?
Yeah. You think it's connection with Egyptology?
Dunno. Probably not.
What would make you bring up Egypt and the murders in Soho?
Because they're still going on. Still unsolved.
But what does that have anything to do with Egyptology?
Both involve Egypt and Egyptians.
Are you saying those that were murdered are Egyptian?
Oh, aye, that's why we call them the Egyptian murders.
I missed that part, even though I read it out loud.
See, this is why I wish sometimes we recorded
it. I was going back to quote it for you.
It's on the front.
It's on the side. Yeah, it's on the front.
Not the lady boxer, the one next to it. Slaughters continue.
Ah, I see it.
I caught foreigners, but I didn't catch that it was specifically Egyptians that were being murdered.
I have
okay.
19 bodies.
Another
so far?
Victim in the so-called Egyptian murders?
Yeah, well, I did read three articles back to back.
He looks at you strangely as if you don't realize Egyptology, Egypt, and Egyptian are all of the same place.
I might have had a bit too much of this
thing.
Ale.
It's a good thing you're pretty, lass.
I'm more of a tea and scone sort of person, not so much the pub. Can't really hold my liquor.
I thought you were more of like bench press and in trenches type of person.
Yes. The whiskey is for cleaning
so
the wound.
Charming.
No.
It's not my fault I'm a giant Swede.
No connection, though. Caper just kind of thought that you hadn't really talked a lot about the Egyptian murders, so just making sure it was connected.
Sorry, I got on a tangent about Baskerville.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault. I read A Hound of the Baskervilles when I was like 7, and it was the best thing ever.
Do the all these murders seem to follow a sort of pattern?
Details are scant. Inspector Barrington's on the up and up, but he's a bit of a tight arse. Not a lot coming out.
For the record, Cody just broke Jazz.
Well, you were the one that was talking about the anal docs earlier.
Yep. Good old anal docs. The London anal docs. So yeah, no, he basically just reiterates the article. Murders have been happening for months.
Clearly,
bodies keep washing up on the shore of the Thames.
3 years, according to this.
I remember you, prior to the session, saying you weren't sure where Soho was on the map.
Soho and Chelsea and all the other districts. But yes, okay. I don't know where Soho is. I think it's over where Jasmine's pointing, but I don't know for sure.
Wait. Isn't it, like, short for something?
Southern something, but I don't know what the hoe is.
I don't remember what
Southern
ho is.
Ho!
You're a ho.
Wow.
Just dish him like I see him.
As she says to the man who's been married to the woman that he started dating in middle school.
All truth. It's in the West End.
It's actually really close to...
It's closer to you than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I got new glasses and they're not helping.
According to Wikipedia, from...
It's up here, actually.
That's what I was looking for.
For much of the 20th century, Soho had a reputation as a base for the sex industry in addition to its nightlife. Soho's a happening place. Mahoney would let you know that it is a very bohemian neighborhood.
Great.
It's full of artists and everything else. You get a sense that he's very John Bull. G. Gordon Godfrey.
Is it Sunday? It's Sunday now.
Yes, it's Sunday evening.
Which means the full moon goes into effect, or the new moon goes into effect tomorrow.
Soho Square. Oxford Street.
Yes, it's off
and
Oxford.
And Tottenham Court Road.
Just down the road.
It's 2 blocks from the British Museum. Due west.
Oh. So it is not a location like Soho.
No. But there is a Soho Square.
Yeah,
it's at that location. It's an area. It's a district. Yeah.
Well, just like it is in New York.
Well, no, but New York, it stands for South Houston. I was just trying to find the parallel.
I think Soho is just Soho.
It is, yeah.
Soho! At this point, Mahoney is
I'm sorry for calling you a hoe. You're not a hoe.
I mean...
You like a lot of different systems,
if
but...
If the shoe fits, wear that bitch.
If someone was willing to pay, he would be.
I mean, I literally whore myself out on the internet for free. Just my voice, though. It's kind
of
an
I was
ASMR
wondering.
Thing.
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
If someone was willing to pay.
New Patreon donation levels.
Nope. I'm out.
I mean, that looks like a webcam over there.
Oh, God. What are you teaching your son?
We talked about doing a...
live stream.
A Men of Brothel calendar
yes.
at one point.
Yes, you did. I remember this.
It would have to include Jeff's sausage patties. I have that saved.
I just want really provocative...
I saved that.
Really provocative shots of, like, legs up on the table with books over the crotch. Like, yeah, I totally think that would be a great... calendar.
Like belly roll over the top of the book.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
little fur belly there.
In terms of my sexual deviancy, what would you like to do in the game? Moving away from that.
Well,
I'm going to need a fourth drink.
This is how I spend my Friday nights.
You keep coming back. People keep downloading
Don't
us.
They all? I mean, in my mind, if we're following the cycle, we have another day.
We have one day to get to where we need to go.
Which means we need to go talk to Pinyu, which is not that far from that area.
Yeah.
And have a discussion. Maybe he has more information about the murders.
Soho murders didn't correlate to the full moon.
We don't.
Okay. We don't know that.
There was no correlation in the article between the full moon. There was with the beast.
Could be the same thing.
Okay. I'm just letting you know. Yeah. Like, it wasn't in the article that it happens around the full moon. That was the one in the north.
It's fine.
I must be getting tired. I just hit the mic again.
Did the cult... I guess we're still there. Did the cult information Jackson talked to you about, did he ever discuss a full moon? Or anything about Egyptology around it?
Nah. You think it might have something to do with these Egyptian murders, then?
I mean, are we wanting to divulge information we possibly know?
I mean, Jasmine's kind of right, like...
What if we give you a scoop?
I think it's more than a fair enough trade to be using my archives and,
No, that wasn't in character. That was in... That stupid face was on purpose.
You get the sense that he is digging for a story.
What about our picture of Jackson's head?
No, we don't actually have that.
It's right here.
We don't have that. That is for our reference.
Man,
as
that was good.
Players.
I didn't even, like, I just, like...
Did you see that photograph, Jeff?
No, I
hadn't
seen
it. It's really
that.
Well done.
There's Jackson Elias.
Well, what's left of him.
The props in this game are really, really good.
Damn impressive.
Like, remind me to show you something out of here.
Go, there's a whole entire file there. You're not as quippy as I expected, so.
I feel like this can more lend itself to...
Killer Beast?
I don't know, like...
What do we add over there, Schroeder?
Just like group place. Hysteria? Like... Trying to connect this stuff with werewolves and them saying that it's a full moon, that's not necessarily that they actually happened on a full moon.
Oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, I would... The reason why I lend my idea to the Egyptian murders being associated with it is because it's something that has been continual and ongoing, like the murders in Harlem.
And I think that's how we talk to the inspector. We say, hey, we just helped solve some murders that are going on trial in New York.
We didn't solve shit.
Solved in air quotes.
We didn't solve shit.
We were heavily involved in the investigation right. And had been
questioned.
You were
absolutely heavily involved.
I silenced an Nkwame issue.
Could I have the article, please?
Which, this one?
Did you just say, I silenced an Nkwame issue? That's a pretty good pun.
Especially because silenced and Silas really isn't that far off either.
Like the problem with the murders in Soho is that the bodies are washing up on shore, so we don't know necessarily from this article when they were killed. It just says body washed up on shore on Tuesday, but that doesn't necessarily mean
they
were killed.
Are you discussing this at the table?
Yes.
Like, legitimately in character, or is Jasmine discussing this?
Jasmine's discussing this.
Okay.
I'll bring it up.
Okay. That's fine.
How are they tying the murders to Soho if the bodies are washing up to...
Soho's got a pretty solid foreign community. And given the Thames is churned up quite a bit during the day, so it's not like a body drops and then doesn't get discovered for a while. The Thames, while sluggish, does move enough, and with the boat activity, you're gonna get a body to. It won't go far. It won't stay down long. It's gonna get found. Might wash away some of the evidence, but otherwise, body was probably murdered a couple of days at best, if not within the last 24 hours.
Any similar markings, like cause of death?
A lot of blunt force trauma.
Does he have any articles that have been written more recently than last July? Like, because the reward in last July was 24 pounds. I'm wondering if, like, as they continue to do it, do they just say 24, or does it keep going up?
You get the sense from just being around Mahoney that he's just making shit up to get people to read.
Sure.
The tricks.
So body found in the Thames is gonna be recent. Just too much activity. Too many boats passing through for it to sink and not be found.
Did you ask the question if we've got any similar murders besides last July?
So again, yes. This is where we're going to get
you
a little...
I know you asked for articles. I didn't know if there was anything...
These would have been ones that were collected by Jackson Elias, so...
These were the ones he pulled up and looked at last he was here, which was Christmas time. But it sounds like Mahoney says these murders keep continuing.
In terms of pulling the date off of the scoop...
Okay, so here's my point. The full moon was on June 17th. His body was found 24th. That's a whole week later.
In terms of the dates on the papers, the dates on the papers are part of the HPLHS box. They don't necessarily correlate to the props as specified in the system itself, in the game itself. So the dates aren't necessarily unhelpful. But I wouldn't base everything you do on the dates. If you had received these three articles from the book as written, none of them would have had dates on them.
Okay.
So, in this case, it's dramatic flair and not necessarily story. Fact. Correct. If we had not gotten the prop box, you would have assumed, and Mahoney could have said that article was written 2 weeks before Jackson Elias got there in terms of the Egyptian murders.
Yeah. I propose we call ahead to Penhue and see if we can get an appointment made for that day.
Prior to the public access port?
Yeah. Maybe try to visit Soho first then in the morning. And if we need to...
Soho or New Scotland Yard?
Well, yeah, I guess we would go...
I'm just curious. I mean, you go to Soho, but I don't know what you're going to do in Soho. Unless you just want to look around Soho.
Because our assumption is these murders are being done in the cover of darkness.
Yeah, I guess we go to Scotland Yard and see if find whatever information on about those murders, and then depending on when our meeting, if we can get a meeting with...
I was wondering when it was going to come out.
I love wearing this, Fez.
If we can get a meeting with Gav again, then we can go up north to this place, the werewolf murders.
Sure.
And then back to Soho in the evening, or no?
I mean, depending on what information we can find out.
Yeah.
Going up to Derbyshire would be a bit of a hike. I don't know exactly how long it would be, but it's going to be like a day excursion, so keep that in mind. I want to say, at least guessed on my rudimentary English geography, I want to say that's probably like a 3-hour train ride. So, like, to go up there, do some stuff, and come back is going to be a day excursion, I think. Mm-hmm. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's a couple of hours at least.
It's up near Manchester and Liverpool?
Then
closer
yes.
to Manchester?
Then yes. From my experience, that's going to be like a 2-2.5 hour train ride. Because when I came down from York, Berger and I went York to Manchester and then Manchester to London. And I want to say that was a 2-hour train from Manchester to London. Think. I mean, I'm sure you can put it into Google and it'll tell you.
It's telling me it's a 10-hour flight from here.
Click bus.
No, can't take a bus to Derbyshire. It's on an island. And I don't live on that island.
So in that case, if there's nothing else to talk to Mahoney about, he'll excuse himself for the evening. Thank you for the pint. And don't forget to give me the scoop. Look forward to hearing from you more about this cult and the painter and the Soho and Lesser Dale and anything else you get. Please keep me and my readers informed. Look forward to hearing from you. He gives you a big cheesy grin and walks off. Monday rolls around then. Are you following Troy's plan? Are you changing your minds?
I think the first thing we do is a credit roll for the conversation with Pinyu. Or at least set up something. So I would assume that would be Mr. Young.
Yeah.
And then once that phone call is done, off to New Scotland Yard. Yeah.
Yeah, do we have an idea where Scotland Yard is?
I think that would be pretty ready.
New Scotland Yard, if I recall, is over by the tower, I think.
Ooh. That's some travel.
It's really not that far. I don't know if that map has a scale or not, but I really like...
4 inches is a square mile.
Like, this map is not as big as you think it is.
No.
Because when Brogia and I were there, we walked from Westminster... bridge all the way down to the tower, and I want to say it took us like 25 minutes.
Yeah, okay. It's a very walkable, particularly near the Thames.
So, like, you look at that and you go, oh my god, that's miles, but it's really not that big.
It looks crowded because it is, but it doesn't, it's very walkable, and we, if we really needed to, we could take a barge. Like, you get on a little skiff to take you from one to
like
the
said,
other.
You've got the tube, you've got double-decker buses, you've got hansom cabs, you can get around relatively easily.
And the artist is here.
Yeah, down towards Chelsea. That's going to be a little bit further, only because you have to traverse a couple different intersections and go past Parliament.
So you call the Penhew Foundation first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
You reach like some sort of secretary and says, yes, Penhew Foundation. How may I direct your call?
Is the director available?
Mr. Gavigan.
Yes.
Please hold while I connect you to his secretary. And there's a momentary pause. You hear a man's voice on the other side. Penhew Foundation. Director Gavigan's office. How may I assist you?
My name is Owen Young. Here, hoping to maybe have a word with Mr. Gavigan if he's got an open appointment.
And Mr. Young, pertaining to what exactly?
Drop Erica Carlisle.
We were sent here by Miss Erica Carlisle.
There's sort of a pause. Yes?
We are kind of helping her and trying to get some concrete answers about the her brother's expedition and murder / disappearance.
Very well. Could you hold, please?
Yes.
You get put on hold for a few moments. As cop cars wreck in the distance. You hear a click. Mr. Gavigan has an appointment this afternoon. If you could be here about 1:30.
Sounds great.
Excellent. I will have you penciled in, Mr. Gavigan. Or Mr. Young.
Thank you.
Mr. Gavigan looks forward to meeting with you.
As do I. I will be with a couple of associates as well.
Of course, of course.
Thank you.
He hangs up.
Alrighty.
Cool.
Should we call ahead to Scotland Yard?
Make sure he's working today.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll ring up Scotland Yard.
You get someone. You get a voice. Yes, New Scotland Yard. How may I direct your call?
Inspector Barrington.
He's not in at the moment. What can I do for you?
Is it possible to make an appointment to see him?
I don't know what he's doing. Best thing I could say is if you're looking specifically to speak to Inspector Barrington, he's usually here at 1:30, so 30 minutes from now. I don't know if you'd like to stop in. He's usually here for a few hours in the morning before heading out.
I suppose we can try to run into him there. Yes, that sounds good.
To what is this regarding? I could leave a message if you like.
African death cults?
Is that gonna...
No, I know, but that's what we have.
Yeah.
You just say information of
it's
potential cases.
Possible that we may have some information connecting with some of the recent murders in the Soho area.
And your name is, sir?
Owen Young.
Owen Young.
Real good throwing my name out there. It's good. Good times. Always a good thing to do.
Absolutely. Just keep giving as many people your name. And sir, where are you... Where are you currently located?
The Waldorf. This is the hotel I'm staying at.
See, this is when you know that people are really getting the Cthulhu, because innocuous questions soon start making them wince.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine with it, because it's not me.
What was the other hotel option?
I mean, I could say the Ritz, but... at the Waldorf?
Hold, please.
I welcome danger.
You touched the shiny.
You haven't even heard about the mask yet, Jeff. Wait till you get to that.
Oh. That's a fun one.
Nope, I haven't.
That's okay. You will.
The phone line comes back on. Hello, sir. Are you still there? Mr. Young?
Yes.
I've just confirmed that, is it Inspector Barrington or was it Chief Inspector Barrington?
I just got Inspector.
For some reason, I thought it was Chief Inspector. Inspector Barrington,
he may have gotten a promotion in the year since we've gotten the article.
I just wanted to know. It does say Inspector. Inspector Barrington, will be here, shortly. I did want to confirm that. He's very anxious to speak with you. Do you think you could make it here at 9 or 9:30?
Yes.
That's saying, can you be here in the next hour to an hour and a half?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, can I?
Yeah, I mean, you can make that. No problem.
Yes, absolutely.
Very well. I will have you booked, Mr. Young. Inspector Barrington is looking forward to meeting you.
Are you taking us with you?
Exactly what kind of booked are we talking about?
I mean, why don't you try calling the cop line and say, hey, I've got information about a murder. What do you think the police response is going to be?
Can you be here in the next hour?
Could you potentially tell me where you are? And should I send car round to help you? Oh no, the Bobbies are just personable. For some background, London has two police forces, the Met and the City Police. The city only operate in the square mile, the actual city of London. Side note, there's lots of fun stuff in here. But, before anyone says anything, the blue call box of Doctor Who fame is not introduced until 1928.
Correct.
Ergo, we can make no Doctor Who jokes, to which I was very sad about.
Not for another 3 years when we come back to London because we missed all the clues the first time, and we've all leveled up 7 times, and we go, oh look, there's a police box!
Ooh, I can't do it, I'm bad.
Yes, that was pretty terrible.
Yeah, that was going to sound better. There you go. I was just making sure it happened.
Sure. I assume you find some way over to New Scotland Yard.
It was definitely two separate doctors.
Yes, it was.
You all show up at New Scotland Yard?
Yeah.
We all show up, or are we leaving you to your own devices and we'll sit in the lobby?
I don't know. Are you coming?
I don't know that I want to talk to the inspector. You've just said I have information about a murder and just showed up.
Okay. Stay behind.
I'm playing lookout.
Lookout where exactly?
How good your spot hidden?
Hey,
it's
Jasmine.
It's better than it was.
Hey, Jasmine, roll spot hidden. You see policemen everywhere. Lots of policemen.
I failed.
Yep, nothing weird about this. So in that case,
fine.
Is Mr. Young the only one going in?
No, I'll go.
I'll go. I don't want to get separated from the group.
After
wouldn't be our first time in jail.
Yeah, but this is international, and the last time I ended up in jail, I got it.
It was international for him last time. No biggie.
As you sit and wait for just a few moments. Before someone escorts you to a small office, it is fairly cramped and full of documentation, paperwork, etc. This is clearly someone who is working and working quite extensively. You don't quite have the corkboard with pictures and yarn like you would expect, but there is a lot of stuff. It's a very cramped office, just a couple of chairs. It looks like Inspector Barrington has shoved. He sees what's going on and like motions for a third chair to come in because he probably only has two there. Inspector Barrington is in his late 40s, early 50s. He is tall and thin with a clipped mustache, is as it's described. The picture has him in like one of the short mustaches, so it's not covering the entirety of the lip. It's very perfectly trimmed on the edges, and we're not talking Hitler here, but I mean very thin pencil type mustache. Weary eyes and a shabby suit. He regards you all with keen interest.
Mr. Young, it's good. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes!
Jeff gets to play!
I get to take pictures because Jeff gets to play!
She takes pictures.
She never posts them on Twitter or anything, but she takes pictures.
That's not true. I've posted them before. It's a much better picture the second time.
He puts his hands in his pockets. Please tell me he put his hands in his pockets. Yeah, he did.
Got it.
I don't have to do it with my hands.
I understand you might have some information for me.
Yes. To be frank,
I thought you said your name was Owen.
I was going to make that joke and then decided against it because it was going to interrupt him.
I now get to make shitty comments because I'm not playing.
Yep.
But you're not on mic either, so...
That's fine. A friend of ours was murdered back in New York, and our trail to discover his murderer has led us here, and it seems to be that there may be some possible connections between the murders in Soho.
Okay, question. How much does Barrington know?
I'm about to hand him an article.
Apparently she's going to tell you something.
Gonna hand you the article on Jackson Elias's death that Schoenberg wrote.
And maybe...
It doesn't say much about it other than...
Would you have any prior... Would you have any prior knowledge of this? No. Probably not.
Okay.
What about any of the Hilton Adams... By... Any of the information about Hilton Adams? Did we...
There's no news articles or anything we could tell him.
Good lord, Mr. Elias is dead.
Yes, unfortunately... There we go. There's the British coming out. Let's try that again. Unfortunately, we were close by when the deed took place and we got involved in the investigation in New York.
Psychology
slipping
rules.
Back and forth. So you're slipping back and forth.
I know. It's awful. I knew this was going to happen. I even warned you guys ahead of time.
Nope.
Ought sick,
yeah.
So that is one away from an extreme.
There is genuine shock on Barrington's face.
That Elias is dead.
He knows Elias.
You had acquaintance with Mr. Elias.
He came and talked to me.
6 weeks ago, give or take?
6 weeks ago.
We're at February.
Whatever he says.
Yeah, six, 7 weeks ago.
Whatever he says, yeah.
Michaelmas.
What did he come to speak with you about?
About the murders.
Have they continued since he visited?
When's the last one? I don't have that information.
I think the last one would have been shortly before you conversed with him. So the last one's probably been...
2 months?
8 to 10
weeks. Give or take, 8 weeks.
Did you happen to find any correlation to the murders and full moon or new moon?
New moon.
Full moon. New moon in New York.
Right.
Ongoing investigation and whatnot. I'm not sure that's information that I can give you.
The only reason I ask is because the murders in New York did fall in correlation with the new moon, so
which happens
yes,
to
you
be
did,
tonight.
You did mention other murders that you've had a hand in solving. What?
I didn't say that.
I did.
I said nothing about solving anything.
I did. It seems there was a fair amount of a costume, one might say. Someone... They're always dressed in a similar fashion. This might be exclusive to New York, but there were cuts in the forehead, a specific type of weapon that we've been able to trace to Kenya, and some dealings there. I'm not sure particularly why your scale of murders has been exclusively of foreigners visiting.
So, I actually have a question for you guys. How did you get brought my way? You didn't know about my connection to Elias.
No, you were named in the article at The Scoop concerning the murders back in July of 24, I believe.
You're working with The Scoop.
We have stopped by and we have shared a drink. Elias spoke to Mahoney as well, and we're retracing Elias' steps.
Mm-hmm.
Simply just trying to gather information. And any way we can. Obviously, we're not of any official capacity, so however we can get information, we use that to our
advantage.
So
he's not offering you money for this story?
Not at all.
Certainly not.
Fast talk.
Yeah, we're going to have some sort of social role.
Well, we all just said something.
I was going to be honest with you, but they spoke up. Sorry.
Well, he didn't actually offer us any money.
He didn't offer us money.
Oh, yes.
He said, I'll give you money for a story, for a scoop. And we were thinking,
oh, I thought I just heard it as I just heard it as a fair trade thing.
Okay, so I already like this enough that when we do other things we've talked about, I want to do what you're doing right now. I need to find Barrett's stats. Because I bet that you got a real good roll.
I don't even have fast talk.
I have five. That's it.
That's base.
Yep.
I do, but I wasn't lying to him.
So
I didn't realize I was lying to him.
No, I completely forgot that he offered us money. I thought it was a give me information in exchange for me letting you look through the archives. Like, Sybil wasn't
thinking about
that.
Oh, no, he said he would
that.
Be happy to pay you the same thing that he offered Jackson.
You got some?
It was 15.
Let's let them roll first. Okay. I need you two lied, so who has the worst?
It's the same.
It's the same. It's base.
Who wants to roll? I need you to roll a fast talk. One of you.
You just roll off. Six.
Roll off.
I know.
So you're not going to get the
9. I'm not. You got more luck than I do.
No.
Jeff,
that's a what?
92.
Jeff, please roll me a set of dice. You have a very low margin of error.
Shot
two. Hot two.
I don't need to tell you that that is an impale. Barrington immediately narrows his eyes because he thinks you're full of shit.
Maybe it's better to say we have no intention of giving him the information.
Yes.
On my honor, we would not accept money for any information you give us. It is strictly within our confines. Mahoney is a bullshitter and a liar, and I don't much like him. That's the truth.
Yes, I mean, we're well aware that the scoop is a rag, and we're not, you know, we're here on a mission to essentially help some acquaintances clear her brother's name. We're not interested in running his name or anybody else's name through the mud. And
you're here researching for whose name?
Robert?
Roger Carlisle? God damn, it's in. That's the first piece of evidence you learned.
Yes, and you've introduced how many Roberts since then and no more Rogers?
I don't know if there's a single other character I've introduced that's a Robert.
Yes, who? At least two of them. Don't make me pull out my notebook.
I'm interested to see if she can pull out some Roberts. Cause
it's entirely possible I made up a Robert, but I can't think of another character who has Robert. Anyway, please continue this interaction with Jeff that's making you all very uncomfortable.
Don't make me uncomfortable.
Robert Huston.
Fair.
Went on the expedition.
Houston.
Him.
Huston.
Dr. Houston.
Yeah.
It's just not spelled?
Houston.
Huston.
That.
Dr.
And Houston. Robert McKenzie, the executor of Mr. McWhirr's estate. Two Roberts and a Roger. Don't even.
I stand correct. Forgot
I'm
about McKenzie.
Sober.
You're also talking to an inspector and lying to him, so please continue.
I'm not lying to him. I really don't want to accept money from this guy.
Our good friend Jackson Elias was backtracking, following the expedition that Carlisle went on that had stopped here in London to start. So therefore, we're kind of following his footsteps through that expedition. And it seems to be that his murder and this expedition are somewhat tied together.
In fact, we have an appointment at the Pinhu Foundation this afternoon.
Okay.
The information that we bring from New York is that there's been a string of murders that clearly followed some sort of pattern. What?
No, go ahead. I'm looking at things for myself. Please
okay,
continue.
Fine.
There's specific information on there that he's has on there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm aware.
Have I ever shown you this?
How can he interact with my conversation if you're showing him pretty things?
It's not very pretty. It's a lot of text in very small font.
Point stands. There were markings on the head, disfigurations, patterns, and I sketch out the parenthetical looking one on the far side.
Yeah.
Saying that was on Jackson Elias's head, the costumes, the
The symbol of the Cult of the Bloody Tongue.
There we go.
Do you say Cult of the Bloody Tongue, or are you just writing it?
I probably wouldn't mention Bloody Tongue until after I talked about the costumes and the symbols, and that we'd connected it back to this.
But you are mentioning it.
Yes. We seem to trace this back to the Pinga weapon out of Kenya. This Cult of the Bloody Tongue seems to have jumped at least one ocean. We're retracing Elias' steps since they were the ones that killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So we came here to give you that information at the very least.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we saw that these murders were happening. It seemed to be that these murders were happening monthly, so we just kind of maybe assumed that they may fell on the new moon, just as the ones in New York. So that's what led us here. I don't know if that's true or not, but that was the dots that we were attempting to connect.
So what kind of hard evidence did you guys collect on in the course of this investigation in New York?
Did we put the artifacts in the...
Nope. Pretty sure we didn't. Well, okay, so we brought the books. I'm pretty sure we brought some of the artifacts.
We were also told that we were supposed to keep the artifacts in the lockboxes.
Yep. And I gave you a chance to do that. So right now, party luck roll to see if you have them on you, if you'd like to have them on you. If you're walking around.
Do we want them, to be honest? Because I brought the books. Do we want to have the artifacts with us? Would we have brought them to the police station?
I doubt we would be walking around London with these artifacts.
Okay. So luck roll, whether or not I left them in the hotel room or if I still have them in my apparently large satchel.
One of them is a mess that's like this fucking long.
That's an one.
You have them.
No. No, I passed the roll, which means they're where I want them to be, which is in the hotel room.
Sweet. No. Super secure.
No, yes. We don't want them in the hotel room.
You want to have
brought
them
back. You passed your luck roll, which made us remember to put them in the lockbox.
Fine. We put them in the lockbox. Ot one to put them in the lockbox?
Okay.
Keeper?
Sure. The keeper gave you a moment to put them in the lockbox. Legitimately.
Literally did.
Sid yes. Not only gave you a telegram, also escorted you there by bribing you with money to put them in the lockbox.
And we didn't because I forgot to read through my notes before we started.
Not my problem.
Nope. I even said I was going to read through them.
All right, I'll be nice one more time. They're in the lockbox, mostly because I want to credit the Ot One roll.
We have some artifacts that we uncovered from a antiquity shop that were part of the costume and weapon used. Was the only Jackson Elias was cut up though too, right?
Yeah, the Panga basically eviscerated him. Yeah.
Correct.
So you found the murder weapon.
We found a similar weapon that was used. We're not necessarily sure that it was the same one.
They took the murder weapon with them when they left. However, one of our party was nearly beheaded by one in an alley when it was thrown in his general direction. We all got a quite good look at it.
He actually lost his leg, as part of the story would go. He's not with us.
Mm-hmm.
Not with us. He survived.
He's in New York.
And his name?
Oh yeah, Cecil Tarkington, and he is staying at the Carlisle estate right now.
He's staying with Erica Carlisle.
He's jotting down notes.
Mm-hmm. He can verify our story.
Tarkington is taking prolific notes.
Yeah.
Tarkington?
Barrington.
Excuse me. For whatever reason, I look at Barrington and I think of the Booth Tarkington Theater. I don't know why.
Well, I think I hear Barrington and I think of the Chicago suburb named Barrington.
Well, I've never lived in Chicago.
Don't. No.
I think it's because I've read this before, and I don't know. I'd be interested to see if Jeff has this issue as well. Maybe, maybe not. I found that if you read quickly, like, the faster you read, the less letters you actually look at and form the words. You're just glancing at them, and your brain is going, I know what that word is. So when I see Barrington, it reminds me a lot of Tarkington, and especially B. Tarkington for Booth Tarkington. So my apologies. Barrington is the inspector's name.
It's all good.
I know. I just like it. Every time I look at that.
And I know what you mean. I do the same thing.
Everybody does. It's how we know words.
I don't think everybody does. I think some people do.
I don't think everyone
does. It depends on how you learned how to read.
Logan does it. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Words that are shaped similarly, if you read them too fast, you get them swapped. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. It depends
he
on
looks
if you...
at the first letter and then
yes.
assumes what that mm-hmm. word
based
should
based on
be.
The shape of the word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of the context of the sentence.
Correct. Exactly. You form the context of the sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, Inspector Barrington, James Barrington, not Booth Tarkington. Which is a local Indianapolis person for anyone who is wondering. Historical figure.
Yes.
I thought I'd explain why I actually
not
have it.
Related to John Wilkes Booth. Who is the other Booth I think of. I hear Booth Tarkington and I think John Wilkes Booth.
Tarkington.
Known yep. for known for totally, totally separate things. One yes. assassinated president. The other was an African-American leader of socio-political import. So,
right.
Very different things.
Very different.
Please continue.
Yeah, please continue.
He says, looking up from his notes.
So, as a player, Jez's brain is to the point where I can't think of anything else to add to the conversation.
Okay, what are you trying to get out of the conversation?
Nothing. We're trying to make a relationship with you as inspector, is Sybil's interpretation.
And find if there are... in fact, a relationship between the murders that are happening here and the ones that we...
No, yeah, I mean, the point is a new moon is happening tonight. So if... But there just seemed to be a lull in the murders. There hasn't been one for 2 months, so...
If this is a if that's a thing, we would... If it is a thing, you're going to have a body in the next 48 hours show up in the Thames. If it...
Don't say that way.
We're concerned because it's the full moon. We had nothing to do with the other murders because we can attest to our whereabouts for the last 3 years.
Troy?
Yeah?
Can you make me a die roll?
I can.
Please?
D20.
34.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.